Oh, no.
Upstaged by the dog. Start as you mean to go on. I'll try not to cough too much. Yes, thank you. Can I get a word in edgeways? Couple of points before we start. Bruce is not with us. He's on holiday. And he will be back next Sunday. But I'm bringing the message this Sunday and next Sunday. He will be here just to be part of the celebration. The idea is that he has August off, but he's going to preach the next two. Oh, I think it's... Oh. Right. That's all right, Mello. Okay, secondly... it's too much light.
Rachel, can you do some more curtains, please? Yeah. Oh, you got the dogs.
Second thing... Bruce mentions that the social fund, the Willows Fund, for people he helps.
Is that better?
So the fund is at low ebb, and he would appreciate whatever help can be given. I think there's a separate offering bowls, aren't there? Baskets. Thank you. And some of us go to the Tuesday lunch, and I was asking about Lewis, who had needed a heart operation. Mm. He's had his heart operation. Oh. The Lord is good. He told Bruce he's feeling fine, and he thanks everybody for prayers.
Oh, wonderful. So that's good news.
The Lord is good.
Yeah. All the time?
He is good.
Another one. Which one? The one behind the guitar Billy case, Mark, I think. Rachel.
Oh, no, he wants to go see that dog. That's what
he wants. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Psalm 96 says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." This is who we come to worship. And Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." Chili.
Amen. Amen. So that psalm shows us we're here to praise the Lord. And the line I kept getting was from a Hillsong's song this morning, which says, "Your grace is enough, more than I need." So we come here to praise Him because He's so worthy of our praises. So we're going to sing, "Jesus is the name we honor." And then we'll... Oh, sorry. Sure.
Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is the name we praise. Majestic name above all other names, the highest heaven and earth proclaim that Jesus is our God. We will glorify, we will lift Him high, we will give Him honor and praise. We will glorify, we will lift Him high, we will give Him honor and praise. Jesus is the name we worship. Jesus is the name we trust. He is the King above all other kings. Let all creation stand and sing that
As I said before, His grace is enough, more than we need. And we're going to sing, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene, a sinner, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. And then we go into that wonderful chorus, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Of Jesus the Nazarene,
I wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love.
Is your will. Lord, may we all know you as our Saviour, as our Provider, as the one whose will is being worked out. And we look at the world and we see troubles in so many directions, but we know that you have not lost control. Everything is working according to your foreknowledge, according to your plan. And nothing can happen apart from your will. So Lord, we look and see wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famines, earthquakes, and signs in the sky and signs in the deep. Lord, this is what your word has told us. We are in the end times. And we, Lord, must look to you. And we must shine for you all the brighter as the darkness grows. We see darkness, but we are not to lose heart. We are to see you at work. And Lord, we thank you that there is revival in many parts of the world. And Lord, revival is a state of the heart, and the individuals are revived. So we look to you that you would teach us how to be revived in submission to you, that we can do your will. Willingly, joyously, that we can receive your blessings, that we can know you. As the message title you give me, God blesses sinners. We are sinners. May we receive from you. May we trust in you. May we walk with you, serve you, and please you. May our praises now continue to praise you and please you. Amen.
Yeah, so we're going to sing, "Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea."
Can make me
If Rob might bring us a sermon sometime on the prodigal son,
since he's a bit of an expert.
When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. So he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate."
Amen. So we're going to sing Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. I hope you all know it, but you'll soon catch on if you don't. Pardon? And we repeat it. Oh, yeah, of course.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels guard over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Well, I hope you'll remember that one. You know it now, yes. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Okay, so I was actually given the title for this belatedly. I didn't have it all organized, and then I got the title, God Blesses Sinners. And surprise, for Rob, I think, is that this is not really about the prodigal son and all that comes out of that, so much to be found there, but about that key point in the story of the prodigal son coming back, returning to his father, when the blessings flowed from his father. It was when he came and confessed his sinfulness before his father and before heaven, before God. At that point, the blessing was released to him. And my theme is that Jehovah Jireh provides all things when we are in that relationship as sinners, knowing we're sinners, holding that place, not elevating ourselves, receiving from him humbly and in brokenness. And I've just realized that one of the things we've just sung speaks of the unchangeable I am. And what started me down this road was the fact that we've been looking at the I ams in the New Testament. And I'd heard there were 7 I ams of Jesus. And so we looked at those one by one. And I didn't know what they were. I had to go and find out what they were. And we looked at them. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the door. Jesus, the good shepherd. Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life. And Jesus, the true vine. And it's 7. And that is a very scriptural number. It's, I haven't got it wholly, but it represents the totality, the perfection, the all-encompassing everything. 7. Well, we have that about Jesus. And then I read recently that there are 7 Jehovah I ams in the Old Testament. So I think the Lord is telling us something about his provision for us, because he speaks of being I am. He told Moses at the burning bush to give his name, a new name, to the children of Israel as the I am. I am what I am. I am. I am. I be. His existence. It was a new name. They'd known him as God, but they were to now know him as the I am. And in a sense, it's an uncompleted sentence. And then he goes through the Old Testament declaring his nature by the name he declares for himself. And Jehovah Jireh is one of them. Very early on, it's actually the first one in Genesis 22, when Abraham took his son up the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, and he was about to bring down the knife. He was really going to do it. He believed that God could raise him from the dead to give him the descendants which were promised. But God provided a ram, a sacrifice, sufficient for the situation. So God declared, I am the one who provides. And in Exodus 15, when they'd crossed the Red Sea, they then sought water, and they got to the waters of Marah, which means bitter, and the water was undrinkable. And God gave Moses instructions to throw a great chunk of wood into the water. When he obeyed, the waters were made sweet. And he then declared that if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He provides healing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He provides all things. He provides healing. Exodus 17, when they met the Amalekites, there was a battle. Moses sent Joshua into battle, and the Amalekites were doing too well. But Moses went up on a high hill with Aaron and Hur, and he raised the rod of God. And when he raised it and held it up, Joshua began to prevail against the Amalekites. And when his arm got tired and sagged, the Amalekites began to win. So Aaron and Hur sat him on a stone and held his arms up, and Joshua prevailed. And he then built an altar and declared that it was the altar of Jehovah Rapha. No, that was Jehovah Rapha who heals. Jehovah Nissi, I am your banner. He's the banner over them. He is the rallying point. He is that to which we commit ourselves. He's the one who's going to win the battle. So he's providing. In Judges, we hear that Jehovah is Jehovah Shalom, the I am, thy peace. Gideon met an angel, and he was fearful for his life. And God said, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. And he built an altar and called it Jehovah Shalom. God, the I am, your peace. This is all provision from God. On Psalm 23, you probably know Jehovah Ra. He says, I am the shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who lays down his life for us. It also means companion, friend. He's with us, and we know by the Holy Spirit we have that companion, that indwelling friend and advocate. And we get to Jeremiah 23, where David proclaimed, they're saying that David, I tried to read this without my glasses, I should have put them on, shouldn't I? The days come, saith the Lord, when I'll raise up to David a righteous branch, a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he should be called, the Lord our righteousness. And we know that was fulfilled in Jesus. Because in Jesus, when we believe, we receive the righteousness of God. We have the imputed righteousness of Jesus. And Ezekiel 48, the end of the vision of the new city, the new temple, then the name is given there. The Lord, the name of the city shall be, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is the one who is present. Another, I am present. He is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, this is all provision. And God pours out his righteousness, his blessings. And they talk about general grace, I think. The sun shines on the evil, on the good. The sun shines on the righteous and the unrighteous. Everybody on the earth receives blessings. But not everybody turns to the Lord. Not everybody acknowledges Jesus as their Saviour, their Lord, their risen Saviour. So the true blessings of God, the I am, are for those who believe. And when we come to faith, we come as sinners. It's only when we confess that we're sinners that the blessing of Jesus comes to us. And Jesus is, if you like, the final I am, because the name Jesus is Yeshua. The yeah is the, if this is like, we have words and we abbreviate them, we have satnav. So Jesus is the equivalent of a word like satnav. It's Yeshua, yeah, from Jehovah, Yahweh, which means I am. And the Shua side of it is salvation. So the name Jesus means, I am your salvation. The Lord saves. So this is the final provision for us as sinners. And in Jesus, everything is encompassed. So all that we see in the Old Testament, all these things, the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, resurrection and life, the way, the truth and life, the true vine, all this is contained in the name of Jesus. It's why it's powerful. It's the name of our God, and everything's encompassed in it. But it's conditional. It's for those who've believed, who've surrendered. And we deny ourselves the full blessings if we move away from that position. Grace, I think, is one of the hymns, grace like a river. Grace is like a river which flows into the low places. We need to inhabit the low places to receive the grace. If we start to think, I'm a good person, I'm righteous, hey, I can, whatever. Start getting puffed up. We're climbing up the side of the valley, we're elevating ourselves. We're out of the flow of grace. And if we have sin, that blocks the flow to us. We need to be ready to just live in that relationship. I'm the sinner. He is God Almighty. If I move from that position, then I cease to receive his blessings. And in that position, grace has its two sides. One side of grace is that it's the undeserved love of God flowing to us with all his blessings. But the flip side is that, like, is it Italian, Spanish, they say grazie. It's thank you. It's gratitude. It's our response to that undeserved love. And if we know we don't deserve any of this, we're sinners. If we stay broken before God, we can be constantly receiving his grace. We can be receiving the conviction of the Holy Spirit, dealing with our sin, repenting, asking forgiveness, being forgiven, cleansed, and we can be filled anew with the Holy Spirit. So it's a position, it's a relationship to God that we need to maintain, broken before him, knowing we're sinners. And I mean, with that, I kind of suggest 3 points here: humility, meekness, and forgiveness. Humility, that we should maintain that place towards God, but also towards one another, that we should acknowledge that we're no better than one another. Okay, so I can stand on my hind legs and I can bring you things that the Lord's opened to me in the Bible, but that doesn't make me clever or good or anything. That's just, I told you, the title I was given, and the whole idea of the I am, seven there and seven there, totality. I mean, this is something I was given. And like Nebuchadnezzar, any one of us could be robbed of all our giftings in an instant. Nebuchadnezzar was sent out to eat grass, and the dew of the earth was to fall on him, and his mind was gone. The king of Babylon, out there like an animal, until the Lord brought him back. We could all lose it in an instant. Get meningitis, it's gone. So we need to maintain our humility and accept that whatever we have is a gifting from God. And meekness. Meekness, I've heard it defined as power under control. I mean, we all have a degree of power. We have influence over one another. We have words with which we can bless or we can harm. We can bless or we can curse. We need to maintain a control on our mouth. We need to use the power of our influence, of our speech, whatever the Lord has given us, humbly, and accept that others are as good as us and better, not to esteem ourselves more highly than others. And forgiveness, this is just such a big thing for me, because I was very unforgiving for years, and I suffered a lot with depression, and I learnt that one of the biggest things I had to forgive was myself. Alan Millis took me through a load of searching who I had to forgive, until I finally realised that I'd got to forgive myself. And once you've gone through forgiving people you know about, you might look at that yourselves, because we can condemn ourselves, which is doing the devil's work. But if God can forgive you, Jesus went to the cross for you, I think his opinion of you is probably the wiser opinion, and you can't re-argue with him, so you need to forgive yourself. So forgiveness to each other, which releases God's grace and blessing to us, and forgiving for ourselves, so that we can be open to receive, so we can be free from condemnation, and we can relate to each other openly without those blocks that sin brings. So, I said it in the very first place, if you just remember that God blesses sinners, if you can hold that, if you can live it, you've got it. And his grace is yours. And his grace is sufficient for us if we'll trust it. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. So we're going to finish with two songs. The first one is My Jesus, My Saviour. Lord, there is none like you. And then we are going to finish with Amazing Grace, which has to be one of the best songs ever written. Yeah, just so wonderful. Well, I think you've said it all, but amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. So we'll start with My Jesus, My Savior.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of Your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of
compares to the promise.
Household represented here, a minister to all the needs which he knows that we have. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we gather?
What, Bruce?
Okay.
Rachel's keeping her journey.
Can we stop? Come on. Come on, Henry.
Come in, Henry.
Go on. Come on, Henry.
You can be blessed.
Henry. No, stay there then.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He really knows, doesn't he?